caught in the throes. Even a shifting moon could not eclipse the earth into the utter darkness the world experienced at the Savior's death. Sin's final blow snuffed out the light. A thief assaulted the promise. Death paraded in victory and evil celebrated while the world went into deep mourning. Disillusioned followers fell into despair. Heavy hearts placed the King of Glory in a barren cave while minds were flooded with fresh memories. So many were the healed bodies at his fingertips. So many were the lifted spirits at his words. So many were the enlightened minds at his wisdom. Long-awaited hope found its wings. As it readied for flight, an evil swell took captive the anticipation of a generation. Barely able to breathe on Friday, frozen in shock on Saturday, numb and lifeless on Sunday, Christ's followers found themselves in the deep recesses of the valley of the shadow of death. As shocking as the death of Jesus was, Sunday morning was more shocking still. Almighty God breathed into the barren cave that cradled the Savior. The ground shook as powerful birth pains contracted her soil. The mountains began to tremble. The heavens pealed thunderous roars. The earth readied to bring forth resurrection's firstborn. Movement under the gravecloth. The king's pulse flickered. A heartbeat pumped in his chest. Breath filled his lungs. A new flow flooded his veins. Jesus opened his eyes under a cloth meant for a dead man. He stood to his feet. He stepped into the light of a new day, a day the world had never known before. Jesus was the firstborn of the resurrection. As the risen Savior emerged from the tomb, darkness stood to its feet in shock and horror. Friday's enormous victory quickly became Sunday's devastating defeat for the dark realm. Evil's power was dismantled in the wake of the King's victory. The Father's perfect will completed. Sin's ransom paid. The captive free. Truly, it was finished. With the battle at Jesus' back, his earthly mission was complete. He returned to the glory of his kingdom, where his name is rightly praised, his fame fully honored. We, the children of God, have been caught in the throes of the greatest victory of all time. At Jesus' resurrection, we received a beautiful heritage. With death dismantled, the promise of heaven is ours forever. All around us, blessings fall like rain. The power of Jesus' ministry is now ours. A spoken word and life is bestowed. A simple touch and the sick are healed. An uttered prayer and God's ear is hearkened. We are continually showered in the beauty of our Father's love. Friends, because of what Jesus has done for us, we should never allow ourselves to be derailed by pain or an unforgiving heart. We should strive to maintain childlike faith and unwavering love for God and others. At the close of this devotional, I want to issue a challenge. Knowing that time is a precious gift, let us spend ourselves well. Let us master our busy lives. By keeping our busy schedules in check, we will not lose sight of any clutter creeping into the halls of our hearts. Until time reaches its fullness, let us serve our King well. Let us run this race with grateful hearts beating in our chests. Let us pursue the finish line with perseverance and tenacity. And as we run this race, let us celebrate the victory that is ours for all of eternity. Amen.